It was 15 years ago, and I was serving a church in Kansas. My life was very full, as I'm sure all of yours are today. I was working full-time. My oldest son, Luke, was 4. My middle son, Jake, was 2. My husband was working as a therapist full-time, but also training to do Ironman, which meant he was gone exercising all the time. I remember one particular morning. It was about 7:30 in the morning, and JD was off swimming somewhere. And I'd gotten the boys up, I'd gotten them dressed, I'd packed their lunches, I'd packed my computer bag and my books, and I'd gotten myself dressed. We had eaten something. I remember I had an appointment to get to, so I was rushing. Getting toddler boys to move in the right direction is like herding cats. And my arms were full. I somehow managed to get the front door locked, even though I had lunch boxes and backpacks, change of clothes, diapers, my computer. And of course, just when your arms are totally full is when your little child says, "Mom, can you hold this?" You think, "What? Look at me." So we've gotten out onto the front lawn and we're making our way towards the car, and I'm hustling them with all this stuff that I'm holding, and Jake sees a dandelion, and he's 2, and he stops dead in his tracks. "Jake, come on, Jake, we gotta go." He can't even hear me. I once had his hearing tested, and the doctor said, "I can't test for selective hearing." So Jake sees the dandelion, and with his laser focus, he says, "Mom, you can blow on it." "Jake, we've got to go." And I'm just about to blow a gasket when something happens. I have an epiphany. All of a sudden, I realize that it's not important if I'm late, and it's not important if they're late, and it's not important if I forgot stuff. I've got to stop. So I drop all my bags on the ground in the driveway, and I walk over to the lawn where that little boy is fascinated with this weed. And I say, "Jake, blow on it." And he does, and the spores go all over the lawn. You know how that works? And it was beautiful. And I haven't forgotten it. There's an old story about a hermit who lived alone in a cave and knew God. And all he had in his little cave was a table and chairs and a place to lay his head. And a young professor comes to the hermit because he wants to learn about God. He's studied almost everything already, and he's published and he's written books and he teaches people, but he wants to know more about God. So he comes to this hermit, and the hermit says, "Hello, professor, why don't you sit down at my table and I'll pour you some tea." And the professor says, "I want to learn about God." "Well, first let's sit down and have a cup of tea," says the hermit. So the professor sits down, restless and fidgety, and can't wait to hear what this wise man is going to tell him. Well, the wise man doesn't say anything, but he starts pouring the tea. He pours, and he pours, and he keeps on pouring, and the cup is full, and then it's overflowing, and then the tea is spilling out onto the saucer, and then it's spilling out onto the table, and then it's spilling onto the floor. And finally, the professor says, "Sir, why are you doing this? What are you doing? Do you realize that the tea is getting all over the floor?" The hermit finally stops pouring and he looks up at the young professor and he says, "I can't teach you about God." And the young professor says, "Why not?" And he says, "Because your cup is already full. And if I try to pour anything more into it, it's just going to spill over all over the place and make a big mess. You need to go back and empty your mind and let go of all of the things that you're worrying about. Your publications and your students and your appointments and everything. Come back to me when you've let it all go and you have an empty cup. Until that time, I can't teach you a thing." Now today we remember Saint Francis. All of you know of him. He's the most famous saint ever. But do you remember his story? Francis was the son of a rich cloth merchant in Italy. He had everything he wanted. He was a soldier and he went to lots of parties and everyone admired him and he had lots of money. But Francis had an epiphany. He was selling his father's cloths in the marketplace one day when he realized that he didn't want to sell it anymore. He wanted to give it away. So he started giving away his father's cloth, and he gave everything away to the poor. What do you think his father thought about that? His father was furious. Chased Francis down and found Francis in the town square. His father said to him, "You're no son of mine. You've stolen from me. Give me back what is mine." So Francis, famously, took off all of his clothes, every single piece, and stood buck naked in the middle of the town square, in front of the bishop and the church and everybody. "Take it," he said. "I give it all up. I let it all go. I just want to follow God." So Francis gave up everything. Everyone thought he was a lunatic. He had nothing. And in that nothingness, he could see. He saw how beautiful God's creation was. He would get so overwhelmed by the beauty of the sun that he would go into a kind of ecstasy and start singing to the sun. Well, this made people think he was even crazier. But he didn't care. He had let it all go. He wrote songs to the moon. He talked to the birds. He ministered to the poor. And hundreds of years later, we don't remember anybody in that time except for him. The one who let go of what everyone thought of him, who cared for nothing except what God was doing. Jesus says to us, "Come to me, all you that are carrying heavy burdens, and I'll give you rest." Let go of it all and take upon you only me. And you'll find rest for your souls because my burden is easy and light. If you all are like me, you're carrying a lot. And I don't just mean your physical things, but I know that most of you are worried about many things. I worry. I read yesterday about a 12-year-old girl in Bangladesh who was out tending the sheep and came back home and hid in a bush and watched as her parents were killed right in front of her eyes. I'm worried about the people of Puerto Rico who can't seem to get our help, about the people of Mexico. I'm worried about all the mess here in Jacksonville on the side of the roads. There's so much for us to be concerned about, so much for us to take on ourselves. And not only the state of the world, but I know that many of you worry about your relationships. You worry about your finances, your health, your children, your spouses. And you lift one more thing and carry one more burden. Ironically, Jesus tells us that none of these things are ours to carry. In other words, we can't really know what God's purpose is in our lives if we don't learn to let go. Drop the diaper bags and the lunch boxes and the backpacks and your appointments and all the things that you're concerned about and what people think of you. Drop them. Let them go. Put them in God's arms, because only God can really handle them anyway. It is not your job to fix the world. It is your job to allow God to live in you and through you. Francis did not have a business plan or a strategic plan. He didn't have anything except the desire to do what God asked of him. I had a moment a few days ago when I didn't have to go to work so early, and I had taken my chocolate lab, Coley, for a big walk, and he was finally not hyper, and I sat on the living room sofa, and he lay down by the fireplace, and I got to really look at him. What a beautiful creature that God made. How did God do that? He's magnificent. God is just waiting to please you, to show you so much beauty. But most of us are so busy and so consumed with all the things that we carry that we walk right by. And we don't actually find out what God wants of us or asks of us. But every once in a while, you may be given a Francis moment, a little epiphany, where you're able to drop all your worries and just look. There is so much beauty in this world, so much for us to see. If only we could let go and be like Francis, free and fully alive. Amen.